When you become a new dad, you're plunged into a world in which you are bad at everything. This can take some getting used to, especially if at other times you've thought of yourself as a generally competent person. Of course, you do get better at fatherhood the more you do it. So good, in fact, that you can forget how to do the other stuff that you used to be good at, like your job. My coworker Jeffrey Reddick navigated this transition recently after years as a full-time father.
My new life started with new pants. For the previous decade, my job had been raising my kids. It wasn't exactly a 10-year nap. I had a part-time job for a while and then freelance gigs. But I did that work when my kids were asleep or at school, and I did it in my pajamas. Pajamas are great. As far as perks of the job go, they're right up there with a 20-second commute from the bedroom to the dining room table. But then I got a real job in a real office with benefits and a salary, and that meant I had to get real pants. It wasn't so bad. Let me tell you, they've made some wonderful advances in haberdashery over the past decade. New clothes weren't the only thing I acquired with a new job. I also picked up a healthy heaping of insecurities, inadequacies, and anxiety. I'd been a stay-at-home dad for a long time. I wasn't perfect at it, but I'd gotten pretty good. I cooked, cleaned, folded laundry, and still found time for a game of catch after school. I volunteered in my kids' classrooms, and we had little adventures before dinner, like poking around tide pools and paddling around lakes. I knew what they were excited about and what they were worried about. I was a hands-on parent, and honestly, I was bored as shit a lot of the time. We needed more income, yes, but I needed to have new conversations with new humans. I needed to say things besides, "Don't pick your nose," and "Go take a bath, you smell gross." So I traded mastery for incompetence. I arrived at the office with good intentions and a briefcase full of mistakes. My dumb fingers had to learn new procedures. There were daily deadlines and quick turnarounds. I felt slow and old. I was wearing snazzy pants, but screwing up a lot. Fortunately, my office is full of patient people. That, or I was so target-fixated on not screwing up that I missed the exasperated sighs. Eventually, I learned how to do my job. And I feel pretty good about my performance. No one gives me the evil eye, and I've built up enough goodwill to let my freak flag fly. I change out of my bicycling clothes in the bathroom. I put canned fish on my salads. My dumb fingers know what to do now, and my briefcase is full of innovative ideas and honed skills. It's a different story at home. Last night, I thought my wife was picking up dinner on the way home from work. She thought I was going to make pancakes. When she arrived, there were sharp words and a flurry of activity. We ate pancakes at 7 p.m. This morning, our daughter asked where the clean clothes were. My wife helped her dig through a dresser drawer for an old sweatshirt to wear to school. Later this week, our after-school babysitter is unavailable, so a woman we've never met will pick our kids up from school, hopefully, and transport them home without incident, hopefully. What the hell is that? My kids nearly went to bed hungry and to school in dirty clothing, with the possibility of a few adventures in babysitting later this week? You call that parenting? Well, yeah, I do. The life my family lived before, in which one parent worked and the other kept the house running smoothly, is rare. The latest research shows that about 20% of families work like that. A dad staying at home is even more unusual. When I was growing up, both my parents worked. They were also divorced. Neither of them had any idea what the hell was going on with me most of the day. I was a latchkey kid. When I was younger than my daughter is now, I'd get home after school and get started on my homework. I also did chores. No one was around to tell me to do those things. I had to be my own motivation. Yeah, my kids need to learn how to do the laundry and load the dishwasher and sweep the living room floor. And my absence speeds along that process. But the truth is, I don't think the way I grew up was better than what my kids experienced up until I got the new job. It was just different. When I was a latchkey kid, there were plenty of days I was lonely. There were plenty of times I sat at home, holding the sick feeling of helpless dread in my gut, replaying the bullying I'd experienced at school. And there were plenty of times I was angry, mad that I didn't come home to an after-school snack and a helping homework hand. I never experienced the childhood my kids have lived until now, but I longed for that experience back then. And I hope that memory of longing allows me to strike a balance, to give my kids the opportunity to spread their wings and the wisdom to jog along behind them with a big butterfly net to avoid disaster. Getting used to their new lives hasn't been easy for the kids. They retain all of the day's stories, all of their happy, sad, excited feelings, all of their achievements and failures, like pufferfish about to burst. And when I arrive at the front door, they deflate in a rush of words and shouts and tears and roughhousing. Dad is home. That's a lot for me to handle, but it's far better than the few occasions when I can't get any information out of them. Days it seems they learned nothing and played with no one. Those are much harder to take. Give me something to connect with before I'm too far out of the loop to get back in. Last week, we flew to Philadelphia to see my brother and his wife. They have an infant daughter. They choose her clothing, her food, her bedtime. They decide when she goes to the park, or to the doctor, or to a playdate. They have to. She can't even crawl yet. I can take a walk, or tinker with my bicycle, or listen to a podcast for a bit, and know that my kids are safe in their rooms or in the backyard. Sure, they still need me to drive to the grocery store and attend school performances and talk through math problems. But they don't need me as much as they once did. And in a few years, they'll need me even less. It's natural to feel sad about something like that. But sadness can't stop change. And it shouldn't alter history. Remember, before I began working in an office, I was bored a lot of the time. In Philadelphia, we also saw my dad. My kids are still little, but they're no longer babies. In a few short years, they'll be adults. But they'll still be my children. And I'll still be their father. My job as a parent won't be hands-on anymore, but it'll still be important. For now, I sit in the middle. And that means I wake up in the morning and I make their breakfasts, cutting their waffles into little pieces. We eat a lot of carbs. And I make their lunches. I stuff their backpacks with jackets and permission slips and line up their rain boots by the front door. I wave goodbye as they scamper down the steps to the sidewalk, where they will face the school day and all that happens after it without me. Then I put on my fancy new pants and I go to work.